You're listening to Broad Topics. Four diverse women, one big topic. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of Broad Topics right here on LATalkRadio.com. I'm Laura Nickerson, joined by Joan Rizza and Katie Berger tonight. But right now, we have in our own very studio, the movie guy and gal in the house to talk about movies. Welcome, movie guys and gal.
Hello.
So we
Thank
have Paul
you.
Preston, and then we have our gal, Karen Volpe.
Yes, finally the gal is free to come and get it done with you guys instead of just having a bunch of boys.
Hallelujah, because I'm telling you, every time the men come in, we have to hose down the whole place.
Yeah.
It's really tiring.
Free as in available. free like we let her go. Yeah, no. So Karen was doing a big old play down in Downey Civic Light Opera, so now she'll be back for the live shows that we're doing, and we've been out to see some movies here in July.
Yes, Paul dragged me out to a movie this afternoon so we would know exactly what we were talking about.
What did he drag you to?
Oh, gosh. Captain America.
Uh-oh. It doesn't sound like a positive reaction to this movie.
It's all right. It's no Iron Man. I will tell you, I just saw Iron Man on the side of my friend's garage on Saturday night. That is a movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I don't even like those kind of movies. So that's how good it is. This one,
Well, you know, you aren't really prone to liking superhero movies.
That's why Iron Man is so amazing, because I don't like those movies, and I loved Iron Man.
Yeah, I may have said that here before, that Iron Man set the bar too high, perhaps, for the superhero before it becomes a superhero, with Tony Stark. He's so interesting.
Oh, he's wonderful.
That
yeah.
he's just, you could watch him for the whole movie, even if he never becomes Iron Man.
So.
Yes, and I enjoyed his father in this movie, because we get to see a little bit of Tony Stark's dad, and I liked him so much because I was thinking about Robert Downey Jr.
Just thinking about him was enough.
That's all it took.
So otherwise, this is like a he said, she said of movies going on right now.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, Karen and I are married. So when we go out, it's totally the guy movie and the girl movie at odds a lot of times.
We have
coming
a,
together sometimes.
An understanding. Here's how it works. So, and this will go perfectly into the Harry Potter movie. So Paul will go out and he'll see maybe the movie that I'm not completely psyched to run out and see. So, for example, Harry Potter. And I'll say, if you like it and you want to go again, I'll go. And when you went to that, he loves Indiana Jones. So he went to that really bad Indiana Jones movie, the last one.
Mm.
So when he came home and he was like, no, you don't have to go. I knew there was trouble.
Something was wrong.
Yes, big trouble.
Yeah,
I'm a big, as a woman, I support all superhero franchises, but I'm curious to know, what was your reaction?
I love Captain America.
You did? Okay,
Well, it's from the director of The Rocketeer. So it kind of brings that old school feel again. Rocketeer also taking place back in World War II. So you had the movie was sort of bathed in brown. It looked like an old photo.
Sepia-tune.
Yeah, exactly.
Tone. Sepia-tune.
So Sepia-tune. It was a musical.
It would have really helped. But yes, a little singing would have been nice. There was some singing. And actually, that was part of my favorite part when they were doing the little musical numbers when he was Captain America, the stage show.
That's true.
I like that.
They do a lot of cool stuff. Now, again, I don't know. I've read a Captain America comic or two when I was a kid, but I'm not the diehard guy who knows whether they stray off the path or not. So for me, everything they showed you in the story of how Captain America came to be worked for me really well.
Especially the man with his shirt off. Holy macaroni.
Which man was it?
Oh, the after okay, was let me so hot. Ridiculous.
Let me explain. Tony Stark's dad builds this
Abercrombie and Fitch machine.
That's what we like to call it. The Abercrombie and Fitch machine.
Yeah.
Takes a skinny little kid, you put him in there, he pops out a super hot.
Wow, and he even smells good. You can tell he smells good just by watching the movie.
Yeah, and they did a little bit like they did with The Social Network. If you remember, one actor in The Social Network played the twins. His name was Armie Hammer. And they just put his head on another actor who looked kind of like him body-wise, and then he acted both parts. Well, Chris Evans plays the nerdy guy by sticking his head on a little skinny body, and he plays himself as the mega ripped guy.
It's like the stand in the face kid, and then he takes those Uber vitamins and comes back and kicks the other guy's butt.
It's really well done. As a matter of fact, we were leaving the movie and I was asking Paul, now which face was on which body, hoping that there really wasn't a skinny guy out there like that.
No.
No, there unfortunately for male egos across the country, there's a guy actually built like Chris Evans.
It's amazing.
I want to see the movie now.
He was very likable for a big guy. Usually that doesn't always happen. Like, you know how Pretty Woman can sometimes just come off as very two-dimensional? He was really very nice.
Well, he already played a superhero, did he not?
He did. Look at you with the superhero.
Yes, yeah. you are following the superhero lore.
See, I go into these movies not knowing the comic book histories. I mean, my brother's the comic book geek. He knows everything. I go into them just going, love the superheroes. Just want to see how this, you know, like Iron Man. What do I know from Iron Man? Yeah. Best movie ever.
Yes,
so
right.
So I go into them with blinders on, and then I just learn to love them.
Yeah, and he probably gets upset, you know, like, oh, the X-Men, Cyclops never died. Why did they kill Cyclops and the X-Men only in the film? You know, that's, I don't care. For me, the you know, plot things
I've seen him take on other geeks outside the movie after it's over.
Nice. It's Paul, crazy. You may not care, but you do notice. I'm just going to point that out.
You're like,
I don't care about Cyclops not having the third eye right. that he had in this fourth mm-hmm. episode of blah, 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 but you do know what's missing.
I have a lot of conversations about movies.
Yes.
Yes. So Captain America is a yes, a no, a maybe.
I'd give it a yes. And Chris Evans, he did play the Human Torch, just to
yes.
follow up
Oh,
on
I'm
that.
Sorry, yes.
To play this.
Fantastic Four.
Like when Ryan Reynolds played Deadpool in the X-Men movies, something else I know.
Yeah, I knew that
he
too.
He went on to play Green Lantern.
Yes.
Some reason, you know, there's a, I think, Robert Downey Jr., if they're going to let people play multiple superheroes, should play everyone, because he's
Oh, my
he's
God.
Great.
Yeah.
I agree. That would make it a lot better.
That would be awesome.
That would be much better.
He'd be a great Hulk.
Yes.
I mean, he'd be a great everything.
Oh, my God, that would be so great.
But the cool thing about Evans in the Human Torch, he played such a, you know, a young sort of wise guy, you know, with the
flame
sort
on.
Of, yeah, womanizing. I don't know.
He did not say flame on.
Yes, he did. Something
fabulous.
Like that.
Fabulous. I've heard that before.
It's required, honey.
All right.
But here he did a good job as an actor of letting that character go and playing like the ultimate good guy. The movie is kind of nerdy when you think about it because Captain America is so good. He's such a good guy that's the whole point. They take the good guy and put him in the big guy's body, and he's going to do the right things.
Mm. Right, because that is exactly the problem with the bad guy. See, the guy who looks like Jim Carrey from The Mask? He was so awful and evil that when they put him in the Abercrombie and Fitch machine, then he turned into more of an awful, evil, icky person, and his head got redder and melted. Did I ever tell you that whole thing was bugging me? The whole he has licorice on his head thing?
The red skull bugged
you? Ridiculous. I don't know what's with movies right now and the idea that people can't, if they're evil, they can't have a nose. I don't understand that. I don't know. I don't get it.
Referring to Voldemort?
I was just thinking
that. I don't even know. The guy in the other movie.
Right.
The
Red Skull, Voldemort, yeah. Michael
he
Jackson.
He had slits, though. Voldemort did.
Too soon?
You're evil.
But so I give it a thumbs up. And you?
I wouldn't go again, but I didn't hate it. How's that?
So it's an eh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's Captain America. What else is going on in movies right now?
Well, we recently saw, I can't believe there wasn't more hype about this movie on the scale of The Hangover 2, Horrible Bosses.
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, it looks great.
Great.
It looks
Bosses
fantastic. Great.
It's hilarious. Yes.
Very funny.
It's hilarious. I mean,
it's stupid. It's so funny. It's so good, and everything is so plausible in a ridiculous way. Much like The Hangover, you look at it and you go, of course that would happen.
I can't wait to see my boy Colin Farrell play a balding, disgusting person.
I had no idea. We were leaving the movie. I don't know. What do I do during movies? I must be falling asleep or something because I had no idea it was him. He's amazing.
Oh, my God. I can't
wait. Was he just sort of paralleling Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder?
Right.
Was it just another round
what
of
was
that?
The...
No, because he didn't have bravado. He was more pathetic.
Oh, he was ridiculous. Yeah. He just was trying so hard and he just couldn't be cool and...
Yeah, he was a Weasley little jerk.
God, I can't wait.
Tom Cruise is more of a like macho blowhard, you know.
Okay.
So it was a little different. Like that.
And he was so funny. He had these throwaway lines, which I won't give away, but he just throws them away, and you just go, "You're an idiot." Oh, wonderful.
That's the whole movie. It is these throwaway lines that you don't know if you'll be quoting until maybe you see it two or three times because they just exchange the lines between the three actors so well.
I live for throwaway lines. I live for them.
The whole movie. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, they're not saying, this is the funny line of the movie.
Yes.
You know, they have this great relationship. Jason Bateman, if you've been a fan of Arrested Development as I was.
You are going to love him. He's not only adorable like you would expect, but so friggin' hot. And so is, and I never even paid attention.
Jason Bateman is hot.
Yes. Jason Bateman is so yummy.
I would agree.
You just want to put like butter on him and eat him. And Jason Sudeikis. Who is that guy? I had no idea.
Okay.
Now I need to go and have sex with him.
Whoa.
Okay.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I'm right here.
What? Can you hear?
Is this thing on?
What?
Outer voice, inner voice.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so here's the two things I have to say about all of that. First of all, Jason Sudeikis, I have heard, was not the favorite of some people. That they didn't like him.
So funny.
And that he was playing sort of this macho guy that got all the ladies or something. And
oh,
then
he's
they
so
don't
charming.
Like him.
You'd sleep with him. Oh, my gosh. He's
fabulous. Well, I would sleep
line.
With most people. I'm kind of loose. But go on.
He was so smooth. He cracked me up.
Now, is he the guy from the I Swallowed the Pill and Now I'm Really Smart movie? Or is that
no,
a different guy?
No, that's Bradley Cooper.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Who's much more of a stud?
Okay.
This is like Jason Sudeikis is like a
SNL
handsome
guy.
He was on SNL all the years I never watched.
Oh, okay. I think I would recognize him if I tripped over him, but I wouldn't know that was his name.
And you wouldn't go in going, oh, I'm going to go see his movie. Right. But once you see him, you may like him.
All right.
He's very funny.
Can't
and
wait.
Jason Bateman.
I just want to go back to Jason Bateman, by the way. Second part of my point, which is I have had special tingly feelings for Jason Bateman since Silver Spoons. Thank you very much.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, that's good.
What about Valerie's family? Or what was it?
The Hogan family.
It started out with the Hogan family, but then it became somebody else's
family. No, it was the Valerie's family until Valerie left the show. Then it became
then
the Hogan family.
Well, of course.
The Hogan family. Okay, so we get a thumbs up on Horrible Bosses.
Yes.
Big thumbs
and,
up.
And for the ladies, just so you know how you see women in a movie and they play the mean lady. Gee, you can't get better than Jennifer Aniston's on fire in this movie.
Oh, good.
She
good.
Is so funny and so strong. And, you know, whenever guys talk about, oh, you know, my boss wants to have sex with me, I can't possibly deal with that. And then the guys go, well, what's wrong with that? It's really super creepy. You start to really feel for the little Weasley guy and go, oh, dear. That
she's
poor
raging,
man.
Raging hot.
She's so hot and so uncomfortable and so too much that he really isn't. It's awesome.
Yeah, but we
she's
both highly recommend this one. And I'll say last thing on this one. It's unpredictable. Like, not only is this a dialogue fast and funny, but you don't know what's going to happen next when you think you're predicting it. Mm-mm. Something interesting will happen that you didn't expect, and it just keeps it interesting the whole time until it's done. You never like
movies.
Waiting for it to wrap up. You're constantly surprised by something interesting happening. So it's great. Mm. Love it. And it's not raunchy. It's profane. But it's not raunchy.
Awesome.
So they swear like sailors, but they never like are doing extraneous jokes just for the sake of being shocking.
Okay, and they're not like barfing or pooping on anyone, right?
I
there
can't
might be
remember.
One barfing scene, but it's actually...
Oh, that's on purpose, though.
On purpose.
You can completely justify why he's doing it. Yeah.
He's trying to get out of work.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Okay. We have time for like one more movie. What else should we see?
Yeah, well, since I went to see Harry Potter and Karen wouldn't go with me, we're going to talk about...
I'm not doing anything with gnomes and short
are you
people
kidding
and
me?
Trees and
get
cars.
Get Katie in here. We have to take her down.
Karen requires Bill Murray or dogs.
Oh, or Jason Sudeikis, apparently.
Or
do
Jason
you
Bateman.
Refuse?
Oh, right. You refuse.
I went to one time and I was getting tired and I don't like them. However, I respect the fact that they're made. I think they're made well. I just go,
And they're made
right up there, Lord of the
quality.
Rings.
Mm.
Yes, and whatever. They're fantastic. They're awesome. Mm. They're even people that don't read the books.
But one person Karen is more apt to go see than Harry Potter is Julia Roberts.
Mm.
So we went to see Larry Crumb.
And I thought she did a great job. I don't know about Tom Hanks. I don't know what he was doing. Halfway through the movie, he showed up. Sort of. It seemed like the old Tom Hanks, but the beginning was very strange.
It was interesting. For Tom, you know, outnumbering Julia and Oscars, you know, 2-1, she was doing much better than him the early part of that movie.
Wow.
He was doing a lot of mugging.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there was a lot of people in there giving him lot, you know, when you co-write, direct, and star. So he was doing some mugging. And Julia came in, and she was very real and very funny.
And very hot. I have to give her some credit on that. She was very cool. I liked how she behaved. Not only was she this tough, kind of strong character that was over it, but at the same time, she still had a lot of comedy in it, and it was very funny.
Yeah, but for those of you who don't know, Tom Hanks' character loses his job because he never went to college.
And... Which is funny, because he's working at Home Depot or something.
Yeah, it was some job, some U-Mart or something they made up.
College degree.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily need a college degree to have the job he has.
We can't possibly let him go out there and sell TVs anymore without his degree.
So he goes to community college, and that's where he meets Julia Roberts. And the movie gets better as it goes along.
Did they steal the premise from Community?
Exactly. That's what people have said. But there's no cameo by Joel McHale
or Chevy Chase, which would have been nice. Yeah. Though I do think maybe perhaps, I'm thinking back, I think Tom Hanks got better as his hair got better. Like at the beginning, right? Because his hair is all crazy. It really was. His hair is all crazy and wackadoodle. And then his hair, they go and they give him a makeover, and then he's a better actor.
That's true. It's a Samson effect in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hair got better.
Her hair was always very good.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Mm-hmm,
it's all about the blowout.
It's never not
really
been, though.
Yeah, she's got good hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But overall, the movie was pleasant. I think you liked it more than I did. But
yeah.
You liked Julia Roberts.
Meh, yeah.
So it's your thing.
So it's kind of like a Netflixer.
Yes, it was. If you're in a hotel or on a plane, this is the movie to watch because you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's another of the two movies that you know came out in the summer and have to do with school. So I don't know, maybe that's why people didn't go, because no one wants school in the summer.
Can I offer just I want to contribute to the movie guy phenomenon, but I just want to say
let's pretend it's a phenomenon.
Let's pretend that
it's a movement.
Let me pretend I'm a movie
Good
gal
thing
for just a moment,
down.
Please.
And only because you know if you want to add and say hey here's your DVD section because recently I watched one of the worst movies I've ever seen and two of perhaps the best movies I've ever seen on DVD.
Lay them on me.
I loved, and you probably might not agree with this, but Night and Day. Thought it was fantastic.
Night and Day is one of the best Mel Gibson, Goldie Hawn movies I've ever seen. It's a great 80s action movie. That's really a great movie.
It was a great movie. It was not that movie, but it was indeed more or less reflecting
80s banter and action. It's great.
It was marvelous.
Wait, I don't know anything about
this. This was the Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, God. So many reasons not to see that.
Came and went. Loved it. Then a movie I had no desire to watch, Wall Street, Never Sleeps.
I flipped by that
money
the other day.
Money never sleeps.
Money never sleeps. Yeah.
That's funny because mine has been resting for quite some time.
mine's
dead.
Yeah.
Highly
yeah.
recommend. I had no interest in watching the movie, loved it, and the movie I really was looking forward to, hated it, which was Dinner for Schmucks.
Yeah.
I did not see Dinner for Schmucks.
Don't.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Okay.
I'd see Night and Day again.
That was so great, really, Laura. You really would enjoy it.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because that's one not a lot of people saw,
no.
and they totally should.
Yeah.
But right now, if you got nothing to do, go see Horrible Bosses.
Okay. I can't wait.
I agree.
Horrible Bosses. Got it.
Oh, Kevin
All right. Mm. So, movie guys and gal, how do they find you for your full reviews online and all of your podcasts and things that you do?
TheMovieGuys.net. There you can get links to reviews, what's new on DVD, and our video podcast, which previews everything that's coming out. And you can find info on our live show. Next one's coming up at El Cid in Hollywood this Thursday, and then our next show back at the Second City in Hollywood on August 4th.
Yep. Fantastic.
Can we come to the show and then sit in the front row and maybe do some heckling?
Oh, I encourage it because sometimes people just talk too much in the show and you need to move things along.
Exactly.
Hey, absolutely.
If we're going on about movies, just start
just
yelling at us.
Along.
Oftentimes we jump into the crowd and start yelling at each other.
Yes, certainly.
It's loose. Good. It's loose.
You can't
like
yell
you.
During a movie, but during our show, absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen Volpe and Paul Preston for joining us. Such a pleasure to have you here. Everyone else, take a quick break. We will be right back on Broad Topics.
You're listening to Broad Topics. Ford vs. Women, one big topic. Right here on LA Talk Radio.